Hi, this is Deirdre Fay. I wanted to do a meditation of the heart as a way of providing nourishment. Often during our busy times of life, we get pretty clouded and overwhelmed. So this is meant to nourish your heart. Let's start, as always, with getting comfortable and letting your body settle. Letting your breath even out. This practice I'm going to suggest is a practice of remembering your relationship to the divine, to whatever is larger than you. We can call it by many names. And yet whenever we're in a relationship with something larger, with the forces of life or nature, goodness, we need to be grounded in our connection to our own self, to our own physical body, so that those great forces have a place to land, even if it's just in a small way. So start with making a connection to your physical body, noticing any tension or discomfort you might be having, and just let it be the way that it is. Breathing in the possibility that, you know, it's okay to have discomfort. It's okay not to be perfect. And some way down the road, we may actually find that we can find perfection in the way that we are, exactly as we are. So during our time, just let go. Not forcing anything to be different. Letting it be okay just as it is. And keep softening. Gentle, gentle breath. Letting the breath release as it's natural to you. Knowing that your body's wisdom will guide you through the breathing process. And then with a gentle bow of your head to your heart, we're going to honor any kind of feelings that might be full in your body. Again, we do this without forcing anything. And as we do, you might become aware of irritation or frustration or boredom or anger or terror, sense of desperation maybe or sorrow. Open up to that. Know that it's there. And see if you can also call in the qualities of ease, satisfaction, contentment, openness, happiness. There's room for all of this. What if you could make space for all of your body experiences, all of your heart's experiences? And to practice doing this, we're going to turn our attention to your heart. Not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart that lives in the center of your chest, behind the chest bone. Sometimes it helps to bring your attention to the center of your chest and then easefully soften in, allowing the doors of your inner heart to open, feeling the inside of your chest welcoming you. Breathing to make room. And in this place, there's nothing to do but to be. To let the experience unfold, breath by breath. In one of the great mystical traditions, the Sufi tradition, there are many names for the divine. And they all point to the deep connection that our hearts are starved for. We could call this longing for the divine by the name of friend, beloved, God, nature, source, the universe, the one, the real, higher power, Allah, whatever name you use. Without making it a big inquiry, notice what you call, what you name this energy of oneness, of universal love and compassion. And then bow your head gently, humbling, remembering the loving embrace of this space. And see if you can let your heart softly open, letting the window of your heart open to the warmth, the love, the kindness that comes from the divine. You might be aware of the doors of your heart creaking open, letting more space, more breath, more fresh air, more love, more kindness in. Then let your heart call from inside your body, calling to the One, without any agenda, without force, without making anything happen, without even knowing what would be the right thing. Just let your heart open and call, using the name, if it feels right for you, the name of friend or source, God, beloved, compassion, or any of the names of the exemplars of all the traditions, the prophets or the Buddha or Jesus or Mary, Allah, whatever works for you, whatever feels right to you. And becoming more and more receptive, observing without any force, remembering there is so much more that you're consciously aware of. Letting go of the need to make anything happen. And riding on the breath as you call to the divine. And then wait for a response, knowing all the while as you wait that every call is heard and received. Expect to be heard, expect to be received and responded to. Even as you let go of the outcome. Place your heart in the tender embrace of the divine. I don't know if you know this, but the physical heart actually is always moving inside. It's never rigidly in place. It's held in fluids and sheaths within the body. Spiritually, the heart is oriented to turn toward love, to take a drink of love and then turn back toward the world. And then needing replenishment, it goes back to source, back to the universe, back to the divine, to receive replenishment. And then going back to everyday life. It's this constant moving of the heart that's always happening. And in this moment, let's let all of our hearts turn and toward love. We're going to flow our hearts toward love, receiving the grace that's there, receiving the nourishment. Taking time to drink from the source of all, receiving from the one, the real. Take it, take in this energy gently, kindly, letting your heart be nourished and cared about. Stretching a little bit more, letting in even a tiny bit more. Nothing but the love, nothing but the love. Only the kindness flowing into your heart. Nothing but the divine. Only the compassionate one showing you the face of your own goodness. And then take time to drink. Drink from the source. And then letting your eyes gently open and stretch. Remembering as you begin to shift your heart that this place is always available to you. That's why we call it remembering. You're remembering who you are always. It's your connection to your heart and the love that's always there for you to drink from, to replenish yourself in whenever you're weary. So remember, you always can take time and return toward the love. Taking a drink in, being replenished, and then returning to what you need to return to.